Flamet Gimel Amud Beis. We'll begin Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the last line. We're discussing the din of Havdalah, Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, Havdalah Lekais. If he forgot to say the Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, he does not repeat it because he can be Mavdil Alekais. He can say Havdalah Lekais. Boy, Minei Rav Chisim Rav Sheishes, but he asked the following Shaila, Tal Bezu, Bezu Mahu. Let's say he made a mistake in both. So he did not say Atafayna Tan Shmanes, right? He did not say the Havdalah Shmanes, right? And he did not say Havdalah Alekais. So what does it mean he did not say Havdalah Kais? He did not say Havdalah Shmanes means he said the Shmanes, he recited it without the Havdalah, without Atafayna Tan. But if he didn't say Havdalah Alekais, so what does it mean he made a mistake? So say it now. So the Rishonim explained, the Rashba, that it means is that he ate or did a malacha without saying Abdul. He's not allowed to eat or drink without saying Abdul Lekais. If he made a mistake and he ate or drank without saying Abdullah, so now he Dan Shemana Esrei without Abdullah, he ate or drank without Abdullah, he did a malacha without Abdullah, and now what does he do? Ma, what's the deal? He has to go to the beginning. Now, if he only made a mistake in Shemona Esrei, and now he has to make Havdalah Lekais, he did not yet do a malacha, so that we don't require him to go back to Shemona Esrei and repeat the Shemona Esrei. But if he made a mistake in both, he did not recite the Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, and he ate or drank without saying Havdalah Lekais, now he has to go back to the Shemona Esrei and say Havdalah Shemona Esrei and Alekais. Amar Ravina Lerav, Hilchos Amai, what's the halacha? Amar Lei, ki Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, Afal Gav the Mekadosh, but Slice the Mekadosh HaKasa, just like Kiddush. You say, and Leil Shabbos, and Yonta, we say Kiddush and Shemona Esrei, we say Kiddush Alekais. Here also, even though you make Havdalah and Shemona Esrei, you have to make it Alekais. Where does one recite the Havdalah? So the Chacham holds that it's incorporated within the bracha of Atachayna Tana. Rabbi Kiva says it's a separate bracha. And Rabbi Elezer says it's incorporated in the bracha of Haidah. Okay, well, he does. Rabbi Zera Havar Rachel Chom, he was riding on a donkey, Havka Shavel, Azal Rabchia, Barabin Basra, he was going behind. Omer Le, Vade Da Amris, is it true that you said Mishnei, the Rabbi Yechana, Halokh, Kirba Lezer, Be Yom Tov Shechal, Yoy Sachar Shabbos? Is it true what you said? That you said that Halokh is Rabbi Lezer and Yom Tov that falls out of Mosei Shabbos Sunday, that there is no Brach Vata Chaynin, you cannot incorporate it, not a Chaynin Tano, and over there, therefore, we say you say it within Haidah. You say it incorporated in the bracha of Kel Haidah. So is that true that you said that? I'm like it. Yes, it's true. Frank Diggin Mora Halach Mechal the plea. You mean to say that they argue? Who argues on this? Frank Diggin Mora Halach the plea. What do you mean nobody argues? The Rabbana don't say that on Matzei Shabbos that Ata Hanantano is in the bracha of Haidah. Mar says, no, Eimer the Pligi Rabbonin, where is it that the Rabbonin argue in Bishayim Yimei Seshan? That's irregular during their year, where over there there's a bracha of Ata Chaynin. Beyontiv Shechal Yoy Sachar Shabbos mi Pligi. But there's no bracha of Ata Chaynin on Mosei Shabbos, that's Yontiv. So would they argue in such a case? Directing more would mean about Pligi Rabbi Kiva. He still has to tell me that the halacha is like a Lezer. La'afuke Rabbi Kiva, to show that Talach is not like Rabbi Kiva, who says that it's a separate bracha on its own. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's a separate bracha. It would be a separate bracha the whole year, and on Yantush Shechal Yais, also on Acher Shabbos. Gemara says, no, that's not a reason. There's no reason to tell me La'afuke Rabbi Kiva, ato kol ha'shana kula me'avdina ka Rabbi Kiva, da ha'shan nekiv namin talmose. We don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva the whole year. And for the same reason that we don't paskin the whole year, we would not paskin like him here on Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achar Shabbos as well. Kol Hashana Kula Mai Tam Eloi Avdina K'Rabbi Kiva. The whole year, why don't we paskin like Rabbi Kiva? Because the Tam Nisar Tikkun, Tishrei Lo Tikkun. because the takana is shmone esrei 18 brachos, not 19. Hanami shetikin tamu loy tikin. The takana on yontiv is 7 brachos, not 8. So therefore, you don't say a separate bracha for havdalah. So the same reason applies here. There's no reason to tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer and not like Rabbi Kiva, where the whole year we don't pass them. On a separate note, the Gemara says Amar Lehi, he had a different version of what Rabbi Yochanan says. Lav halacha itmar. He didn't say that halacha. It halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, which, as Rashi says, implies that we would pasken like that publicly. Ela matin itmar. It's not that publicly we pasken that way, but privately we would instruct a person to conduct himself that way. The itmar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi al Mishum Rabbein halacha. He said that that's halacha. We would pasken that way publicly. I'm like Martin, and some say no, it's only Martin privately. Rabbi Yochanan or Moedim, that they agree to each other. There's no machlekes. He barav amar nirin. He says that it's nirin. It's even a lesser madrega. It's nirin that that's the halacha, meaning if a person conducted himself that way, we would not force him to repeat it and change. But we would not even instruct him to tell him to follow that opinion. Omar Zera and the Kaidar of Chibarava Biatcha, that's the way you should follow. The dying the Gamar Shmaitz Mipume, the Mara, Shapir Karach with the Pumadisa. Because he was so careful with what his Rebbe said, just like Rachba and Pumadisa was so careful that what he said, that he also was so careful, so therefore that's the opinion that you should follow. Domer Rachba, where do we see that Rachba was so careful with that? Because Amar Yehuda Harabaya Steve Kafel Haya Steve Lefnim Steve. The Naharabayas, they had rows of benches, one row within inside the other bench. Now he used the lotion of Steve. Normally we would use an itztaba. We would use the terminology of an itztaba. He didn't use the terminology of an itztaba. He used the terminology of a sieve. Why? Because he was medayed to say it exactly the way he heard it over from his Rebbe. And so there we use so medayed, so therefore you can rely on that because he said it over exactly the way his Rebbe said it. In our context as well, we can rely on what he said because he was medayed in what his Rebbe said, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan would have said it in that way. My tradition, my Messiah is not like this, not Matin, not Nira, not Zer, but as follows that the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, that Yom Tov Shechal, the follows on Motzei Shabbos, that the Nusach of Havdalah is as follows, and this is the Nusach of Havdalah that we say as well. Elamid Rav, even Shmuel Yadana, that the Kinalam, Arganisa, the Bavel, they're Mesakin, a pearl in Bavel. And the nusach of the Havdalah is Vatayidienu Hashem Elokeinu Es Mishpatei Tzidkecha. You instructed us with your mishpatim, your righteous mishpatim, Vatalmidenu La'asas Kol Kevi Tzeinecha, and you taught us how to follow your chukim, Vatchilenu Zmanei Sosam Chagin Nedova, Vatayrishenu Kedusha Shabbos V'Kavod Moed V'Chagigas Hamrega. Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Shabbos Yivdalta V'as Yom HaShviim Mishes V'Me'amasa Kiddashta Yivdalta V'Kiddashta Zamcha Yisrael V'Kedusha Secha. You sanctified all Yisrael with your righteousness, with your holiness, V'Titen Lano, that we continue with the bracha V'Titen Lano, so it's incorporated in the bracha of Kedushas Hayyim. That's where it's said. It's not said in Haidah, it's not said a separate bracha V'Kedusha Yasma, it's incorporated in the bracha of Kedushas Hayyim. Let's see the Mishnah. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Ha'oimer, if a person says, Al Kan Tzipor, Yagi Racham Nechol, if a person says that you, Rabbanu Shalom, your mercy extends to the Kan Tzipor, to the birds in the nest, that there's a mitzvah Shaluch HaKan, you instructed before we take the Eim HaLavonim that the mother has to be sent away, you see how merciful Hashem is. If a person says that, or if he says, Al Toiv Yizach HaShemecha, if he says that your name, the name of Rabbi Yishev, should be mentioned on good things. Or if he says, Maidim Maidim, if he repeats the Maidim, Meshaskanai, so we silence him. All of these things are inappropriate, as we'll see in the Gemara. So Bishlama Maidim Maidim Meshaskanai, so if he says Maidim Maidim twice, we silence him. Why? What's wrong with that? Yishum Demetzik Shtei Rishuyas. It's like he's accepting upon himself two masters. Moidim, moidim. So Rachmana Tzlan, it's like he says, he's praying to two sources. So that's the problem over there. And he says, also we silence and we understand because it's mashma, because it's mashma that the Hashem's name should be mentioned only on that which is good and not on things that are bad. Well, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, yes, we baruch on the raw as well. So it's not only on the Torah, it's on the raw as well. My time. Why do we silence him? Al kan tzipor plegibat reim arabim arava to marom in Eretz Yisrael. Argue on that. Rabbi Yosef bar Abba, Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida, Chad Amar, Nation Matul Kina b'Masim Bereishit. One says the reason is because he instills jealousy in the creation. But it's only mercy on the birds. It's not mercy on the other creations, not on the other creatures. And one says, because no, it seems to be like the mitzvahs are because we're merciful, because we have mercy. And if they're gzeres, they're not because of mercy. I mean, it's not lahavdil el pavdolos, like there are all kinds of people and institutions that have mercy on these animals or compassion on these animals. These are gzeres. We don't understand really the depths of what these mitzvahs are and what these gzeres are. They're not we're not able to comprehend it in our understanding of it, simply that it's having mercy on the birds. These are gzeres of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they're the amkos on the midas of MS, and they're beyond our comprehension. So we don't reduce it to, oh, that Hashem has mercy on the birds. There are things beyond our comprehension, and we accept it, and we perform them because the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us to do it. And as the Mefarshim speak out, the Ramban, etc., that it's for our benefit. And it's not the primary benefit, is not mercy on the creatures, on the creation. It's for our benefit. And why, how it works exactly, we don't understand. But it's not the simple understanding of the humane, being humane for a humane society for birds. Who did not come in the Rabbah? There was a Shalich Sigur that went down before Rabbah. Va'omar atochasta, and he said in his tila, Rebbeinu Shlom, you have mercy al kam sipor atachus rachem aleinu, and similarly you have mercy on us. Amar Rabbah said, kama yada haitzim mid rabbanu sur amar, how well he knows to appease his master, the Rebbeinu Shlom. Why? What do you mean? Why are you praising this? The Mishnah, we learned that we silence him. He was just testing him, just seeing if Abaya Rava didn't really mean it. He just wanted to see and test Abaya to see if he would be sharp and catch it and see that this is improper. He gave all these praises, and the Rebbeinu Shalom, how powerful and glorious and strong, etc. So he waited till he finished this, reciting all these praises. Have you now concluded and completed all of the praises of the Rebbeinu Shalom, your master? Why are you saying so many of this? We ourselves in the Shalom Esrei, even the three that we say, Akel, Agadol, Agibor, and the Noira, Ilav, Damrina, and Maishar Beno, if not for the fact that Maishar Beno said it in the Torah, but also Anshan Knesset, Lagdela, with the Kina Betfila, and they were Masakin in the Tfila, we couldn't say it. Meaning the point is that the praises of the Rebbeinu Shalom are beyond our comprehension, they're infinite. Anything that we say, we're really minimizing it, because what you're stopping here, you say 5 praises, you say 10, you say 1,000 praises, you're still not going to be able to say, no matter what you say, you're not going to be able to say all of the praises of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So anything that you're saying, you're minimizing the praises of the Shem. And we, the three that we say, it's only because Moshe Rabbeinu and Anshei Knesset said we're misakin. And you continue to say so many. Marshall Melk also the Dom Shailo Elf Alam from Dinai Sora by Mikalson is Michel Kessa. It's a marshal to a king. He had vast wealth. He had vast wealth of gold, etc. And they praise him with dinarim, with silver coins. He has wealth that is so much greater than that, and that praise that they're giving of silver is really a disgrace to the king. So here also, whatever you're going to say, you're not going to be able to begin to recount all of the praises of Shem. So we're not praising. It's just the opposite. It's a disgrace. It's a gnai. Another member of Amar Chanina, another member of Chanina, Yisera, called Yidei Shemayim, Chus Miyera Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem, except Yer Shemayim. Rashi explains that all the situations that a person has in his life, if he's strong, if he's weak, he's wealthy, he's poor, he's smart, he's not, etc. All that's Yidei Shemayim. That comes from Shemayim. What's in our control, what we are control is our Yer Shemayim. There we have Bechira. We have the choice to keep the mitzvahs, to be Yer Shemayim, or Chas V'Shalom. The rest of the things are in the hands of Hashem. Shenemar, how do we know that? Because it says, V'ata Yisrael, Ma'ashem L'kev, Shalom Yom, this is what Rabbi Yisrael is asking from us here. Frank the Gemara, Ata Yira, Shemayim, Belsas, Falsi. Is that a small thing? Ma'ashem Ben is saying, what is Hashem asking? Just here, Shemayim. Is that a small thing? Omar of Chanina, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yechayim, Olu Kav Shvar, who basically knows what he has in his treasure, in his storage houses, Elo Oitzer Shal Yeros Shemayim, that's the most precious thing, Shenemar, Yeros Hashem, He Oitzer. Mor says, yes, it's the most precious thing, but in the Gavi Moshe, Mel says it also, relative to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Yeros Shemayim, it was not such a big challenge. It's a something that seems to be a Dover Poshet, of course you're going to be Yeros Shemayim. The marshal, someone, they want to borrow from him a kli gadol, something, a tractor, something very big. The yeshlo, and if he has it, daima v'optically caught. He has it, okay, you can borrow it. Doesn't seem like a big thing, but caught and veinla. But if he asks to borrow a screwdriver and he doesn't have that, veinla daima v'optically kli gadol, it seems like a major thing because he doesn't have it. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Yiras Shemayim, it didn't seem like such a big thing. But for us, Yiras Shemayim is a very big challenge. Moidim Mishaskin, so it says in the Mishnah that if a person says Moidim twice, you silence him. Because it's diamond that is Makaval Shtei Mishreis. Amra Zeira, Kol Anim Shema Shema. If a person similarly says Shema Yisrael, says Shema twice, Ki Aimer Moidim Bal. And we silence him. May say Akere Shema, but Kaiflov, a person says Shema and he repeats it. Raise the Maguna, it says it's disgraceful. But that's Magunu Daven. But Shkuz Hashtuke, let me ask him, but it doesn't say we silence him. It's not proper, it's improper, it's inappropriate. But it doesn't say we silence him. Mura says, like Kasha, Hogamer, Milson, Milson, Vatonil. Adamer, Psuka, Psuka, Vatonil. If he repeats, this is Shita's Rashi, if he repeats each word, so it doesn't look like Shtei Rishuyas. It's just not proper, it's not the Kovadig, it's not dignified to address the Rebbeinu that way. It's not the dignified way to talk, but it's not, doesn't appear like Shtei Rishuyas. So if he says Moidim each word twice, if he says Shema Shema each word twice, then over there it's Maguna. But if it repeats Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, and then it repeats it again, that looks like Shtei Rishuyas and Mishaskanai. So that's Rashi Shita, and Rishayim learn just the opposite. Why is that Maguna if he repeats it? Perhaps it should be proper because Dilma Mikor Lakivan Daitla Sam Kivan Daita. Why is he repeating it? Because he said Shema, he didn't have enough kavanah. He repeats it again to give more kavanah. So why do we consider Maguna? Perhaps it should be praiseworthy because he's trying to have more kavanah. Omer lechavusa klavei shemaya mika. This is like a friend here in klavei shemaya. He like even died to mikara. A person has to prepare himself properly before he takes upon, before he's mikavu ol machu shemaya, he has to prepare himself, be in the proper frame of mind. Elohim daita mikora, if he doesn't do that, machina leibim afasu denavcha adam chavim daita. We hit him with a hammer and the blacksmith's hammer until he has a proper kavana, meaning it's considered maguna because before you're mekabel ol shem, you have to prepare yourself. You know, in the process of being mekabel ol shemayim, now start to bring mechaven and try to have the right kavana. You have to put yourself in the frame of mind prior to that. So if he doesn't, and it's maguna.